On that note, I don't know how you follow that, but fortunately, I don't have to. The person who has to follow that is sitting to my left, and she's going to give some awards herself, and that's Artis Basin. Artis.
As membership chair of CCB, I have the privilege each year to give some awards. I give two growth awards to two chapters or affiliates who have the most growth during the last year. And this year, both of the awards go to special interest affiliates. The percentage growth award goes to the California Library Users. Growth. The second award goes for the most number of members, 22 members, is Guide Dog Users of California. The third award I'm really proud to give is one we haven't given the last 2 years because we did not have any applicants for the Chapter of the Year Award. And unfortunately, no members of this chapter were at the convention this year, but I'm still glad to be able to award the Chapter of the Year Award to the Humboldt Council of the Blind. This chapter did so much as a group to really focus on getting audio-described movies in their theaters. And they had people actually go in front of the theaters and hand out flyers of why they should have audio description. They went to the media. They really went all out. And they asked other California members to help them. And I understand Margie Donovan assisted them in some of their efforts. So we really appreciate Californians working with other chapters to help them to be able to advocate to do better. So I'm so glad to give the award, Chapter of the Year Award, to the Humboldt Council of the Blind. And we have a plaque. Okay. And I'll have Ed read the plaque.
California Council of the Blind, Chapter of the Year Award to Humboldt Council of the Blind for its extraordinary group efforts in getting audio-described movies into local theaters. Presented this 12th day of April, 2014 in Sacramento, California.
And I want to urge all chapters to work on a group project and present your letters to us for next year. Thank you.
No.
All right. Okay.
No members of that chapter were able to make it this year.
Well, this is really great. I think it's time for another door prize. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
So let's do another door prize before we bring up the next report here. Okay, we have a folding travel bag from Jeff and Leslie Tom. I guess they want somebody to go somewhere. Mary Lou is doing the drawing here. Let's see. John Marcotti. Are you here? Not here. Draw again. Eric Clay, you here? Nope, draw again. Foster Brown. All right. All right. So we are now going to have another report. This is a report from the CCB Awards Committee. I'd like to invite Chairman and of the committee and Second Vice President Roger Peterson to come up and do that presentation. Roger.
So, I'm sorry? Yeah, we have two publications awards, and I want to be sure that the chair of the publications committee gets to present those. I can do that now, or I can do the ones that the awards committee presented.
Get the mic really close to your mouth.
Okay. So we're doing the award. Can I defer to publications for two awards? I have two publications award plaques here, and I believe that the chair of the publications committee wishes to present them. Is that okay?
Okay, I think Roger was slightly confused because I asked him to keep the plaques in his backpack. He wanted to give them to me before he came into the hall, but I was too busy balancing my ticket and my wine glass to take two plaques. So here we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. The Publications Committee each year awards two awards for articles in the Blind Californian. One is for issue-oriented article, and the other one is for a lifestyle article. First, I'd like to do an honorable mention to a person named Olivia Ostergaard, who wrote an article called Easter Dog, I believe that was the title. A charming piece about, which she is going to include in an autobiography she's writing about an incident that occurred with her guide dog in church. So, the winner of the, and Ed, do we have the plaques? Okay, the winner of the issue-oriented article is Vita Zavli for an article in the BC called Wearing My Employment Heart on My Sleeve. Vita is a very good friend of mine, but that's not why she won. She won because Vita has street cred. This is a woman who has worked since she was out of high school and has made her way to expertise in her field of assistive technology. Nothing has kept her back. And she has written beautifully about the task of finding employment. She just does it all. And so I guess I'm going to have to wend my way back to the streaming booth where Vita is doing the streaming this evening to present this plaque.
Yeah. We're going to do that? Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's what I want to do.
This nice gentleman, Mr. Branch, is walking me over there.
In cardboard, but here it is. Would you like to?
Sure. I am speechless, and you know that's not easy. I'm really surprised. Oh my goodness, great! I have to say, when I became unemployed because my company, the company I was working with, laid off people. I was absolutely shocked. I had worked for 20-something years, and, you know, so now what do I do? So that experience of going from being employed to being unemployed to finding employment, I thought was so, it takes you through so many emotions that I thought it was really worth writing about. So thank you very much. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Okay, I will announce the other winner here. You know what's interesting about the blindness community and these articles? We had trouble as a publications committee deciding which is a lifestyle issue and which is an issue-oriented issue. We look forward to the day when employment moves over to the lifestyle category. And so here is an issue. We put this as lifestyle, but it could have fit under issue-oriented as well. The award for the lifestyle goes to Alice McGrath for the article on the Braille Challenge. It's a lifestyle. It's an issue. And we're going to bring the award to Alice now. Here you go, Alice. You know, I didn't have Ed read what's on the plaque for Vita, which I probably should have done. But why don't you read it for Alice? And Vita will make the necessary adjustments.
California Council of the Blind Publications Award. California Council of the Blind Publications Award, Best Lifestyle Article of 2013 to Alice McGrath for the best and brightest stars at the National Braille Challenge, the Blind Californian Fall 2013 issue, presented this 12th day of April 2014, Sacramento, California.
Thank you.
You have to kiss it.
All right, not to sound redundant, but I am actually very, very shocked. And I feel privileged because the Braille Challenge is something that is very near and dear to my heart. So thank you.
And that concludes our awards presentations. It's one of the best activities that I participate in. Thank you all so much. And thank you all for reading The Blind Californian.
Okay, now we're to, yes, okay, hello. Now we're to the awards that the awards committee adjudicates, if you will. The first one you've already heard something about because when we were introducing the head table, there is a theater group in Sacramento which has started producing theater that's accessible to the blind and visually impaired parts of its audience through a cooperative arrangement between the Capital Chapter ACB, which is the CCB Sacramento affiliate, and the theater company, and the top people in the theater company. And we, when we introduced the head table, we heard that there's a fellow named John Lewis. No, Richard Lewis. I'm sorry, Richard Lewis. I can't read this print. Who is the CEO of the theater? We have been notified by the Sacramento folks that they're really enjoying their theater. They're getting audio description, and they're getting access to meeting the cast and examining the props and the costumes. I like the costumes especially. So we decided that this merits a humanitarian award, and we have one here. There's an app for that, as I say. And we'd like to present that to Mr. Lewis. Yeah, do you want to read it?
California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to California Musical Theater, CMT, of the Sacramento, California, with Richard Lewis, President, Chief Executive Officer, and Barbara Haig, Assisted Arts Program Coordinator, who have instituted a full-featured accessibility program for blind and visually impaired audience members of their productions, including one audio-described performance of each production, as well as opportunities to meet cast members and examine props and costumes. This program has been developed with maximum input from the blind and visually impaired community, notably ACB Capital Chapter, the CCB affiliate in the Sacramento area, presented this 12th day of April, 2014 in Sacramento, California.
Okay, now some of you, some of the people that.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Richard Lewis. I have to finish the whole intro. President and CEO of California Musical Theater, Music Circus, and Broadway Sacramento. Thank you. This week we have Sister Act running at the Community Center Theater. And in fact, today we did have, for the matinee, we did have a descriptive services for those that need them. And we also had a tactile experience prior to the matinee. It was terrific. I know we had a lot of folks there, and we're very pleased. Very happy that California Musical Theater is at last stepping up and doing what we should have been doing for quite some time. We had a little economic problem for a while, and there's an equipment purchase involved, but everything is okay now, and I want to thank in particular my own special little nudge, Margie Donovan. Richard, this year, okay, and we did it. We launched it. We're done. So from now on, every production will have a Saturday matinee that will have the descriptive services. As often as we can, we'll also do the tactile experience or a meet and greet prior to that matinee. Have a terrific season lined up for the Music Circus. Got another one coming up for Broadway Sacramento, And we're looking forward to having all of you folks attend those performances. Thank you.
Okay, so we're not quite done with this one, and I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to just ask Ed to read this plaque. Suspense.
California Council of the Blind Humanitarian Award to Margie Donovan, whose long-term activism was recognized by the Community Service Award from CCB in 2005. Now she has used her advocacy and communication skills to bring together the California Musical Theater and the ACB Capital Chapter, CCB Sacramento Area Affiliate, to make local theater productions accessible to blind and visually impaired audience members with audio description and contact with cast and props. Presented this 12th day of April, 2014, Sacramento, California.
Well, several years ago, several years ago, I got a plaque, and I remember not being able to talk because it's about helping blind parents keep their children. And tonight, I'm tearful, but I can talk because this is about access for blind people of all ages. I am shocked. I am delighted. I am filled with pride. And thank you. I don't know how you kept this from me, you guys. I also want to say, and I know we don't have a lot of time, but I also want to say, Richard, it could not have been done without you. And it could not have been done without your team. And it was truly a partnership. And everybody in this audience strives for audio description. Everybody's bringing me tissues. Thank you. And this is what we strive for. And I'm on a national committee. And we're striving and striving for this. And I'm very proud to be a five-year member of this area, Sacramento area, and to already have audio description. So thank you, Richard, and your team. And CCB. Quit messing with my head.
Okay. Before I go on to the final award that we have tonight, I want to thank the members of my committee. They are Mary Beth Randall from Fresno, Susan Hyatt from San Jose, and Michael Williams from Compton. This was a very communal operation, and we all got together one way or another, mostly on the phone, and got it done. And we think we did a credible job. Hope so. Now, there's one more award. It's a small one, but you know we thought we'd save it to last. We finally decided after a few years that we know somebody who belongs in the Hall of Fame, the CCB Hall of Fame. We get to put people in the Hall of Fame when we think somebody deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. And we do it, you know, we don't do it every year, but we do it when it's appropriate. And the Hall of Fame plaque is a big plaque that hangs in the office, and it has little plates on it that say all the people who are in it. But then we also started making a plaque for each inductee into the Hall of Fame. And this one we have here. And by the way, the engraver said this was some kind of a record for filling up a plaque with letters. And they charge by the letter, so I think I busted the budget. But let me have Ed read this Hall of Fame induction.
California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame, Mitchell Pomerantz, whose decades-long career with the City of Los Angeles, culminating in the position of an ADA coordinator, coincided with a volunteer life of leadership and advocacy, beginning with state and local leadership, and progressing to the presidency of the American Council of the Blind. In California, he created the Committee on Employment Assistance, which funds loans for equipment needed by blind or visually impaired people to obtain or retain employment. In the American Council of the Blind, he led the organization through a comprehensive strategic planning effort to chart the course for ACB's future. Now he is on the world stage as a member of the Executive Committee of the World Blind Union, inducted this 12th day of April, 2014, in Sacramento, California.
I'm almost speechless. You heard from me enough. Donna has this addiction to Everybody Loves Raymond. And we have seen every episode probably at least 5 times. But I will quote my favorite character on that dysfunctional sitcom, Frank Barone. Holy crap! Thank you all so very much. This means a great deal to me. Thank you, thank you.
All right. Wow. You know, it's funny. I haven't been in California in a while, and you know, when Margie Donovan is called a nudge and a humanitarian, I know times have changed. Yeah, it's a true one too. So I'd like to turn the microphone over, just so you guys know, because I know these awards take a minute. We've got a couple more awards to do. Got some donations, and then we're going to hear from our keynote speaker. So just hang in there, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to Artis.
I'm pleased to announce that we have another chapter in the California Council of Blind. And so we're going to present a charter tonight to the Lakewood Council of the Blind. And I would like Michelle to come forward and accept the charter for the new Lakewood Council of the Blind. Greater Lakewood Council. Yeah, Ed will read the charter. Thank you.
California Council of the Blind, Charter of Affiliation. Fraternal greetings. The California Council of the Blind herewith issues this Charter of Association and Certificate of Membership to Greater Lakewood Chapter CCB and makes it known that said chapter is a duly constituted affiliate of the California Council of Blind in the state of California, having assumed that relationship in the month of April 2014 by properly authorized action of the California Council of the Blind. In verification whereof, I have this day affixed hand and seal of the organization, Donna Pomerantz, President, Judy Wilkinson, Secretary.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. On behalf of the Greater Lakewood Chapter, we could not have done it alone. And together, we can, and we will, make wonderful things happen. Thank you.
I keep hearing these women cheering, and I just wonder if they realize that I'm actually happily married. So this, we've come to the time in the program where we are going to invite members of chapters who are making donations to the California Council of the Blind to be acknowledged so that you can announce your donation. What I'd like you to do is if you could just raise your hand once you have a microphone, if you could announce yourself, your chapter, and your donation so that you can be recognized.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Steve Forch, president of Bayview Chapter, who is donating $250 to the general fund and $150 to the scholarship fund. Thank you.
Wow, thank you.
I am Mike Keithley. On behalf of the Hearing and Vision Impaired Committee, we're working on getting assisted listening devices and equipment for the convention, so the entire convention is covered. And I will be soon be donating more equipment to something like $2,500 to CCB to further this goal. I do need some feedback from people who hearing impaired people who might use this equipment. Is it what kind of headsets they would like? And if you want to give feedback, contact Roger. Or me, Mike Keithley. Thank you.
Okay, we have one more that Ed is going to read. If there are any others, raise your hands. Ed's going to read one right now.
She's looking for it. Shepherd Vendors of California have donated $250 to the CCB General Fund.
This is Pam Pology. I'm the president of the San Gabriel Valley chapter, and we are honored to present to the general fund a check in the amount of $500. Thank you.
Give it to me anytime.
Okay.
Okay. Is our treasurer in the room? We have someone who donated to our scholarship fund. I wish to announce his name, and our treasurer will announce how much this person donated. Richard Rueda was not able to come to the banquet today. However, Richard Rueda did donate to the CCB Scholarship Fund, and our treasurer will share the amount.
$100 from Richard Rueda. Dawn, I'd also like to announce another. Basically, Connie Gill gave the Blind Californian $510.
And we also have a donor who wished to remain anonymous, who has donated $400 to the conference and convention as well.
All right. Okay. So how about before we start with the keynote address, let's have another quick door prize. Because I haven't won yet, and it's about time. $25 in cash and a dark chocolate bar from the Silicon Valley chapter of the Blind, my former chapter. Come on. I will draw it. Let's see here. Let me see if I can draw my own name. That would be kind of cool. All right, here we go. artist Bazin. All right. Here, I'll hold that chocolate for you. You know, ever since I made that comment about the girls cheering for me, I haven't heard them say anything, so I don't know. Not sure what that means. Okay, let's not think about that. So,